It's not just a place or an event, it's a feeling. We all remember our first time seeing live music. In Seattle, young people have access to a lot of live shows, but not as many as some would like. Radioactive's Noah Phillips Reardon has more.
Hey, Seattle, y'all ready to get turned up?
It's the Capitol Hill Block Party here in Seattle. I'm standing at the back of the crowd at the main stage, waiting for ASAP Ferg to come out.
There's a lot of emotions attached to music that you don't get from, like, talking with somebody or just, like, going down the street. Like, music just affects your life in ways that other things can't.
That's my friend Mila Widmeyer. She's a singer and a volunteer at the Vera Project, an all-ages concert venue. The Capitol Hill Block Party is one of the events in Seattle where young people can go see an all-ages show. But even here, there are still places you can't go if you're not 21. Last year at the Block Party, Mila planned to see an artist that she really liked.
And then we, like, walked up to the, like, part of the Block Party where he was performing, and they were like, sorry, you have to be 21 and over. And we were all so disappointed, so we just went and we saw, like, another random show that we didn't really like all that much.
This year at Capitol Hill Block Party is no different.
It feels like you have to be, like, 21 to enjoy this right now.
Yeah, honestly, because more than half of the Block Party is 21 and over, and all of the venues are on that side too.
Like, 4 out of 6 stages.
Yeah, like, this stage over here is the only other open stage, right?
No. She's talking about the stage sponsored by the Vera Project. It's the only other place we can go besides the main stage. Mila's 16, and I'm 17. We've related over going to shows, but we've also related over not being able to go to shows.
It really, like, disappoints me because I'm not able to get the experience of, like, live music.
Some other teens at the Block Party feel the same way. Here's Kenzo Perrone, Marco Sugarensky, and Daniel Glenn.
I just think it's unfortunate that 21 and up shows generally get the better artists.
So much of the Seattle music scene is supported by under 21 fans. That's a great group to have at your shows.
There's definitely too few all-ages shows.
Grace McKagan of the Pink Slips is an underage artist who wouldn't even be able to get into some of her own shows.
So a lot of times we have to play clubs that are 21 and over, and it's kind of difficult because I want my friends to come and see us and stuff, and they can't, and, like, we have to wait outside, play our show, and then we're done, we have to, like, leave.
This sort of thing happens at Numo's in Barbosa, which also act as two of the Capitol Hill Block Party stages. Steven Severin is an owner of both venues. He's been working in the music industry here for over 15 years. He says it's more expensive to put on an all-ages show.
One of the ways that we make money at the venue is obviously off alcohol sales. If you're going to have any alcohol in the building while having underage kids as well, you have to have more security. You have to have a physical separation between where the drinks are and where the kids are.
Steven says some adults just don't want to go to a show if it's not 21 and over.
I've heard it more than once of people deciding that they're not going to come because they don't want to be around younger kids. They want to be able to have the freedom to drink on the floor.
I guess that's understandable. Even now, I get a bit annoyed being around kids younger than me at concerts. In the last few decades, Seattle has gone through drastic changes to make the music scene what it is today. From 1985, the Teen Dance Ordinance restricted underage kids from going to concerts. After backlash and reform, the All-Ages Dance Ordinance was instated in 2002. This made it easier for venues to put on shows and for teens to go to them. Steven has been through it all, but from his experience with Numo's...
We do a lot of all-ages shows, and strictly the numbers that people go are pretty alarming of how few underage kids actually come.
And Mila says that the shows she's seen at the Vera Project usually don't fill up. But why? Back at the Capitol Hill block party, Daniel and Marco have some ideas.
Maybe the word doesn't get out enough. It seems cheaper to host a house show than it does like a than to show at like Numa's or something.
From the shows that I'm interested in, or that a lot of kids I know are interested in, those may be 21 and up, and maybe they're not doing the right job of pairing which shows would appeal to which audiences.
Steven has seen a lot of people who are unhappy about how things work in the music business.
So go in and change it. Go in and put on your own shows. Go be part of Vera Project, which is always all ages, and, you know, do your own work.
And here we are at the Vera stage on the last night of the Capitol Hill block party. People of all ages are crowded around as the Dum Dum Girls wrap up their set. I'm reminded that we're all here for the same reason, the music. For Radioactive, I'm Noah Phillips-Rudin.